Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomid. As you recall, yesterday the Gemara asked, Mino Hamiltza, how do we know that Kol HaTorah Regula we go Basar Chazaka? And today the Gemara continues with the same Mahalach, asking, Mino Hamiltza Diom Rabbanan Zil Basar Ruba. When a Bezdin has to decide a Shaila, or a Ruv has to decide a Shaila, how do you know that you go Basar Roif? So tomorrow minolam dechsev. Very simply, it says in the pasuk achrei rabim lahatois. It shows you already that if there's a question that has to be decided, you go after the rive. So that's very beferish.
So word chatod make a chat, you go after the
main lahatois, not chatos lahatois. Achrei rabim lahatois specifically in the pasuk is referring to when you have a bezin. Let's say you have a bezin of three lamashal, and now you have to go and decide. You do not need that all three paskin unanimously. If you have two against one, achirab lahatas, you can go and follow the roiv against the third one. And of course, if you're not talking about a bezin of three, you're talking about a bezin of 23, you go 12 against 11. It doesn't have to be unanimous. I know it depends whether it's lechiyov or it's lezakois, but the point of this is that you go basar roiv. Says the Gemara, ruba de isa kamon kemoi. Kigoin teschanoyes v'sanhedrin loykamabayilan. That's of course a devil poshet. Anybody that knows the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim of Achri Rabim Lahatois knows that you go after the roiv. The question is, that's by a roiv the isa kaman. The isa kaman means a roiv that you see in front of your eyes. For instance, you have in a town 10 stores. 9 of the stores go and sell basar shchuta, which means kosher meat. One of them sells basar nevela, which is non-kosher meat. And what happens? A person is walking down the street in the square in front of all of these 10 stores, and he finds over there a paper bag. He opens it up, and there's a piece of meat. And he says to himself, oy, 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 where did this meat come from? Did it come from the kosher meat stores, or did it come from the non-kosher meat stores? So then we go basar roiv and we say that it probably came from the kosher meat stores and not from the non-kosher. So that's the case of roiv. Same thing in the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, again, have to go and decide major issues. So if you have a situation where chas v'shalom lemoshel lemisa, if a person should get misa or not, so you don't need a bezin of 71, but you do need a bezin of 23. That's considered to be a Sanhedrin katana. Once again, if you have 12 that are mezaka, 12 that say that the fellow is innocent, 11 say that the fellow is guilty, you follow the 12 over the 11. Why must there be 11 very distinguished sages that say otherwise? That's the din of achiram lahatois, that you go basaroiv. Says the Gemara, that wasn't the shaila. My shaila is a ruba de lesa kaman. Ruba de lesa kaman means not that the entire roiv is gathered here in the room, that I can look at them, but rather we're talking about universal principles. Kigoin katan uktana minalan. What does he mean by katan uktana? Katan uktana, you have a situation where, unfortunately, a young man passed away and he left over his wife, and she is without any children, and therefore she is a yevama. What happens if there happens to be a brother of the nifter? He's what we call the yavam, and he is ready, willing, and able to be miyabim, and she is maskim. So then they do yibam, and they quote unquote get married, and they continue life further. But what happens if either the yavam or the yavama are underage? He is not bar mitzvah, and or she is not bas mitzvah. Question is, can he go and be miyabim her already at this time? There's no chiv, because of course he's not a bar mitzvah yet. However, he is a bal bia, because he's already over 9 years old. So is there any reason why he couldn't take this young lady for a wife already at this tender young age? What's the shaila? Well, why not? The answer is because what happens if, when it comes bar mitzvah, we discover that he has no simanim. In other words, he happens to be a soris. Or for that matter, when she becomes bat mitzvah, we discover that she has no simanim, and therefore she's an islandess. Ooh, so you're saying, okay, you know, and thought, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to produce a new generation. That's not the issue. The issue over here is, it's an eishes ach shaloi b'mokoi mitzvah, meaning a person is not allowed to go and marry typically his sister-in-law. The only time he's allowed to do it is under the unusual, unique circumstances, Nebuch of Yibam, where the Torah says, l'hakim li'achiv shem b'Yisrael. So the only ones that are, so to speak, within the exception to the rule that you're not allowed to go and marry a sister-in-law is under these situations of Yibam, where the husband passed away and there are no children. If there would be children, then the brother-in-law would not be able to go marry a sister-in-law. That would be prohibited. It's only because there are no children. He wants to be l'hakim li'achiv shem b'Yisrael. So if he is capable of doing so, absolutely, sure, they should go and get married. But if they're not capable, then he's not allowed to get married. It's an erva. If and when he is already bar mitzvah and she is already bas mitzvah, we can go and tell whether they appear to be fully developed men and women respectively, or man and girl respectively, man and lady respectively, whatever. Anyway, and therefore, Yibam is wholly permissible, proper, and halakhically required, unless, of course, there is a chalitza. However, here we're talking about that a katan is trying to be miyabim a ktana. What happens if it turns out that he's a soris or she's an islandess and there was a yim shaloi b'makam mitzvah? Now, what's the likelihood that he's going to turn out to be a soris or she's going to be an islandess? That's a very small percentage of the population. Do you know any sorisim? Do you know any islandism? That boys grow up and they don't have the simone godless of a boy, of a man, of the same thing for the gabi, a woman. I said, you know, echon mini elof le matzasi, you don't normally see such thing. But of course, it happens. And then there are people that unfortunately, a male who's a soris or a woman that is an islandist. So do you have to be choshed for that? You and I are not choshed for that because we go baser roif. Remeir, however, is choshed. Remeir says they should not get married until they go and become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, respectively, because Remeir is choshed lemiuta. So why aren't we choshed lemiuta? Because we go baser roif. That roif is what we call a roif de lesser kaman, because we don't have all of the millions of Ketanim and Ketanis here in the room that we should be able to say, oh, let's go Basarai. That's the expression in Ruba de Lesser Kaman. So how do we know that we don't follow Remeir and we do go Basarai by a Ruba de Lesser Kaman? Going Kotan Ketana mean Nalan. So from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring perhaps 10 or 12 possible Mikoros for this din that you go Basarai even by a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. The first few, the Gemara is going to be doche and say, those are not convincing rayas. But the others they're going to say is, yeah, those are good rayas after all, as we will see. So the first raya, the first makoyer to this din, achri rab lahato, is by a ruba, the lesser, come on, amre blazer, asya me reishis shel oyla. It comes from the halacha of the head of an oyla, the yamakra. It says in the pasuk, by every carbon oil, v'nitach oisah lintzacheha, and the Gemara dashens oisah lintzachim v'loy nisacheha lintzachim. We will get Hashem learn more about this when it comes, especially Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara talks about this in much greater detail, that every time you go and shecht the carbon oil, and now you have to go and take the oil and put it kula kol on the mizbeach, you don't take it lock, stock, and barrel, and just put it on the mizbeach. First of all, you have to go and skin it, because the or goes to the kahanim. But even after that, then you have to go and cut it up into certain sections. You don't cut it up into mini little pieces, like a piece for a roast beef, or for a steak, or for hamburgers. You can only cut it up into major, major pieces. And the one in Masechtas Yuma goes through that they had a goyro as to which kohanim were entitled to go and take the oila slices up to the top of the mizbeach by the carbon oilas tamid shel shachar, and subsequently by the carbon tamid oilas shel ben arboy. Okay, so then, for instance, they had the different legs, obviously the forelegs and the back legs of the animal, and you had the flanks, you had the right side and the left side, but you couldn't go and then further cut it into smaller pieces. That's what it says in the pasuk. That being the case, when we get to the third perek with the Elu Treifos, we'll see that the Mishnah lists altogether 18 possible treifos in an animal. And the Gemara even adds more than that, but the Mishnah says 18 different possible traces. One of them is, what happens if we were to know that in the krum shomoyach, krum means the membrane around the brains, which are inside the skull, inside the head. What happens if there is a hole in that membrane? That means that this animal could not have existed much longer. This animal is a treifa. Now, when it comes to animals, not only are we, Jewish people, not allowed to go and eat treifos, l'havdil mizbeach is not allowed to eat a treifa. The Gemara learns, and Rashi brings it in the Chumash, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it says, min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, u min ha-tzoyin. Each time it says, min, Rashi says, it's lahoitzi, roiva v'nirva, lahoitzi, mukta v'nevad, and lahoitzi also treifa. An animal which is a treifa is not kosher for a carp. Now, how do you know whether an animal is a treifa? Most of the time, you do not know it in advance. You only know it after the shechita. For instance, as you're all aware, after one checks a regular chulin animal today to go and sell the meat eventually in the meat market, what they do is they have to go and check certain vital organs of the animal where there's generally a possibility of tarfus. The most famous one of those, of course, is checking the lungs to make sure that there is no sircha in the lungs. We'll talk more about that in the third parak. But that's a dover motzui, that you have a sircha in the lungs, and if that's the case, then the animal, unfortunately, would be a treifa. Okay, but do I have to go and check for every one of the 18 listed treifas in the Mishnah later on in the third parak? The answer is no. They only have to worry about those which are fairly common and that you find on a frequent basis. But those things that you don't normally find, you don't have to. It's not required whatsoever. And therefore, what our Gemara is telling us is, typically a krum shel moyach, it's very, very rare that an animal would have a hole inside that krum. After all, it's very well concealed, very well concealed inside the head, and normally there's no way that anything gets to it. Sorry?
It's protected.
It's protected. Oh, very well. It's insulated, protected. Beautiful. So that being the case, when would it be a nikuf krum shel moyach? Presumably if the animal was diseased with some sort of chas v'shalom, some disease, and then that you can have an infection, and that can go and destroy anything in the body, including a krum shel moyach. So, in a regular situation of chulin, and our case in the Gemara, a case of oila, do we require that the shochet or the bodek has to go and open up the moach to go and check to see whether or not the krum is intact or there's a hole? The answer is no, this is not required. Why is it not required? Because l'chayr, because we go gosser roif. V'freit the Gemara, v'necho shemen nikev krum shel moach, maybe there's a hole in that krum, in that membrane around the moach, that you should have to go and check. And so then you're going to say, "No, maybe we should check it." Says Zimor, you cannot check it by an oila. By chulin, we could check it, but not by oila, because by oila, we just learned, "Benitach oisa linsachea, linsachea v'loi linesachin nesachea, v'loi nesachea linesachin." You cannot make it into even smaller cuts. So for instance, one of the nesachin by an oila is the head. You cannot go and take the head and now decide to take a cleaver and cut it in half to be able to check out the krum shel moyach, because the Torah prohibits that. So how do you know then that this animal is kosher? No way of asking anyone, even if the animal were alive. I mean, you could ask the animal, he's not going to give you an answer. And the owner won't know, because the owner will say, well, it's a normal animal, it goes and comes, you know. Nobody ever said there might be a hole in the head. They're human beings that unfortunately have holes in their head. But by animals, who knows if there are holes in their krum? So how can you ever bring a carbon oil? You'd always be stuck because I cannot check on the krum shel moyach. Elam mishum diyamrin zil basaruba. You go basaroid. You go basaroid even by a ruba, the lesser kamon, because we talk about all animals that are ever being brought for kabanois. Says Yomar, I don't see the strong raya. Mimai duma de palile. Maybe it's talking about what you did is you make a small incision, you tear apart a little bit of the head, and you're not mavdil, says Rashi, you don't go and cut it down the middle, you just kind of do a superficial cut so that you're able to go and see what's going on inside about the krum shel moyach. and therefore maybe you do have to go and boidik. Tumum de poly le ubodaklay. The imishum I we just said now, Venita Khoisahlin Sahel, Oisland Sahel in Sahel in Sahim, Hanimi the Hekhu de Chotech Bay Le Gamri, Chotech Le Gamri. That's only if you cut a taka down the middle and you split it up. That's Nisachim in Sahim. Aval Hekhu de Laif, but what are you just going and making this an incision, thank you. And Rashi says life means the mechuber, the two parts of the head are still one entity that you haven't split up apart. Leslam balachoyer, there's no problem. So einachanami, if we wouldn't have another mikar that you go baser roiv, I would say every single time after they go and shech the karm oila, that they have to go and make an inspection inside the head to make sure that there's no problem of the krum shalmayach. And the same thing would apply to chulin. If we don't go baser roiv, every time you go and shecht a new animal today, you'd have to go and be boided krum shalmayach. That, of course, is not the halacha. We are not boided krum shalmayach because we rely on roiv. Question is, what's the mokar that we can rely on that roiv? We do not have a raya from oila, because maybe oila the taka did, maybe they were boidikin. So I don't know yet, so I'm going to bring now another raya. Mar b'rei Ravina Omar Asya Mishviris Etzim Pesach. I'll bring a raya from a korban Pesach, where there, as you know, you're not allowed to go and break any bones. And of course, if Shali were here, would say, and make no bones about it. So, Asya Mishviris Etzim Pesach. The Omar Ahmad says in the Torah, V'etzim L'Sish B'rei, you're not allowed to break any bone of the Korban Pesach. And now I have the same shayla again, the Necha Shemen Nikav Krum Shel Moyach. Maybe I have a situation of Nikav Krum Shel Moyach. And how can I possibly go and check that? So you said until now the way to go and check it was by the Oila, go and make at least a life, make an incision. Here you can't make that incision, because that incision is going to involve cutting through one or more bones, and you're not allowed to have some Lise Ishbru Voy. So I bazoi, how can I ever eat from the Korban Pesach? Maybe it's a treifa. Ela mishum diamrinzel basaruba. Oh, is a harai that you go basaroy, even by a ruba, the lesser come on. Says Yimar Mimai, you have no rai. Dilma, maybe in fact, you're required, if you don't have another lima to teach you this din, that you go basaroy, maybe the way to go and check whether or not it's a treifa, the monach gumrisa ale, the kolile ubadikle. Go and take a hot coal, put it on the head of this animal, because the animal, of course, has already been geshochten, so not talking about tzar balachayim. Put a coal in, that coal will make a hole, and that hole will go into the head, so that you'll be able to go and examine that krum to make sure that it's not krum, to make sure that there is no nekev in the membrane of the mayach.
The coal can make a hole.
The coal can make a hole, so you're saying to yourself, maybe I'm going to be over on the etzem le'sishbru voy, based on that coal. This sanya, there's a brisa that addresses that very issue. Hamachatach begidim, if a person cut in the Korban Pesach, not bones, begidim, the sinews. Vasoyreif batzomis, soyreif batzomis, you put the coals on to go and burn through them. Ein by mishum shviras etzem. Oh, there's no din of shviras etzem. And in fact, that's a permissible way of checking. So maybe, in fact, it's required to go and check the krum shel mayach by putting a coal on top of the head, and then you'll be able to see, and you're not going to be over on the din of etzem lesish bruvay. So maybe it's taka required. So therefore, again, we do not have a raya from that halach. So let's try to bring a third raya. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Asya Mei Alia. The Omer Achmana, Chelboyo Alia Samima Leumase Otze Yivienu. What does that mean? That whenever you're talking about bringing a keves or an ayil, or a kizbo, or a female ayil, which is a rachela, then you have to go and take the aliyah. Aliyah means that fatty, bushy tail at the end. You have to go and put that on the mizbech.
You
would have
been
saver.
The Pesach and Tzivim.
Very good. So both Brother Shai and Brother Barry are reminding us of the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that there was a goy that went up every year at Pesach time to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and he masqueraded himself as if he was Jewish. He stood in line, and he also, again, presumably paid the registration fee to be part of the register, and he got every time a piece of Korban Pesach. And he came back to Netzivim to tell Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira the good news. Oh, that Korban Pesach, I really like that Paschal lamb. It's delicious. So once he, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, realized that he was a goy, he said to him, did you ever go and ask for the aliyah? No. Hey, that's the smetana. That's had a fatty tail. Oh, that's geschmack. They weren't too, apparently they were not worried about cholesterol and things like that years ago. And so therefore he said, next time go and ask for the aliyah. Oh. So he went next year and he asked for the aliyah, and the Kohanim said, aliyah, something strange over here. Everybody knows aliyah goes on the mizbech. Why would he be asking? Sir, what's your name? Oh, I'm Yankel Goldberg. Yeah, what was your father's name? Bill Goldberg. Yeah, what was your grandfather? And they asked a few names, a few questions, until they quickly realized that he was no Goldberg, that he was more of a Smith McGillicuddy guy, and that he was not Jewish. And then, of course, they did what they did, and then they sent back a message. You remember Seira, Atum Netzivim, even though you're a Netzivim, you're not even in Yerushalayim. Your metzuda, like your fishing net, is spread out all over to Yerushalayim. That's your influence that you have by giving this Eitzah Toiva, so that this Akum should no longer eat from the Karm Pesach. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so it says over here, Yechelbo Aliyah Smima, that you take the whole Aliyah and you put on the Mizbeach. Now it says the word Tmima. Tmima means don't touch it. It's got to be Kanz, B'shleimus. Preiti Mor V'nechishdoma Nifzika Chuta Shedra. So Rashi explains to a certain degree that the Chuta Shedra starts all the way from the neck, goes all the way down to the tail, and the very final part of the Chuta Shedra is enclosed within that Aliyah Tamima all the way at the end. Now there's no way of, okay, so now one of the 18 trefis is if Nifzik Chuta Shedra, somewhere the spine happens to be split, whether it's at the top, the middle, and the bottom, makes no difference. If at some point the Chuta Shedra is split, then unfortunately the animal is a trefa. Now, how am I supposed to be able to go and be bodek that last part, which is enclosed within the aliyah? The aliyah has to be to me, Mike. I'm not allowed to go and cut through it. So how am I going to go and see whether that portion is cut or not? So the answer is, I can't, but I'm just going to rely on Rife. Also have a raya, a makor, that you go basarayf. Maybe the answer is very simple. You don't have a raya from there, because where do you go and cut the aliyah from the rest of the animal when you're putting it on the mizbeach? You cut it at the conclusion of the chuta shedra. After all, the chuta shedra goes close to the bottom. It doesn't go to the very end of the tail of the animal. It goes towards the end of the body of the animal. So maybe you cut it right underneath the conclusion or the end of the chuta shedra. So then you're able to go and see the whole chuta shedra from top to bottom. And you're not blocked by the aliyah. But it says, but that's not correct. Because the pasuk says, chelbo aliyah smima, l'umas he'otze. What means l'umas he'otze? Parallel to and next to eitzah. Eitzah says Rashi. Otzah, eitzah is referring to the kloyois, the kidneys, because Chazal tell us that the kidneys are the ones that are yoyatzois, they give eitzah to the individual. So that's what we're referring to, the kloyois. The kloyois is a little bit higher up, and that's where you're supposed to go and remove the aliyah, l'umas otzah. That's where the chuta shedra is still present. So this answer that you're trying to give, maybe we should just cut the aliyah from below the end of the chuta shedra, is not correct. You have to cut it where the chuta shedra is there. And I cannot go and burrow in and dig into the aliyah to go and tell whether or not the chuta shedra is complete because of the fact that it's tmima, it's got to be but tmimis. So tmimah, 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 rachmana, mokim shakloyis, yoy, atzois. Don't you want to make my? Tmimah, tpasachla, ubodikla. Maybe all you have to do is do a superficial incision where you can open it, take a quick look at the shedra, and then close it back together again. The imishim tmima, even though Takis says it's got to be chelbo ya'aliyah samima, hani mili hecha dechot chol legamri. Maybe that problem only is if you were Takis to go and cut it down the middle and now split the aliyah into two. That you're not allowed to do. Aval hecha delayiflei. The life, like we said before, if it's still mechuber, it's still one, less limba, maybe there's no shaila. So the Gemara is saying, once again, I do not have a concrete proof from this halacha of the aliyah, because maybe, in fact, you can be boidik, and maybe you have to be boidik, the chuta shedra portion, which is encased within the aliyah, by making a slice in the aliyah. Don't split it into two, but leave it intact. But making a slice, taking a look, Baruch Hashem, the Chuta Shedra is fine, and then putting it back together again, so to speak, and then you put it on the Mizbeach. So once again, that is not a good raya. But now we're going to have other rayas, as you'll see, and some of these rayas will really stick. Rav Sheshi Bnei Rav Yidi Omar Asi Me'egla Rufa. We know the case of the Egla Rufa, unfortunately, Ki Motzei Chol Ba'Adama, Nebuch, we find a person, Nebuch, was murdered. We don't know who is the one that murdered him, and you have to go to the closest town, a whole big yeshaft, and that closest town, they have to go and bring an Egla Arufa Banochal. Egla, of course, is a young calf, and then they have to go and throw it down. The Omer Achmona, it says in the Pasuk, Hu Arufa, what do I learn from the extra hay of Egla? Hu Arufa Banochal, Kishi Shleima Tehebe. That it should totally be Bishleimus. What means it should be Bishleimus? Not only prior to the pushing down, I'm sorry?
Decapitation.
Thank you. Not only prior to decapitation, even after the decapitation, Ucha should be Shleimus. See the Rashi down below, the third wide line. Shleima Tehevi, Afili Acher Arifa Oilomus. Even after the Arifa, it still remains Bishleimus. Amalim Etzinu Lemitbar Garmi. You see that you cannot go and start breaking open the bones and being boidik in treifihi tenesi achriti. I can't go and start, since it has to be bishleimus, even, it's not like the case of the sur la'azazel, sur mishtalech, you push it down the cliff, and then it becomes numerous eivorim, eivorim. Here we're talking about that it still remains bishleimus, even though you've unfortunately decapitated it. Oh, so therefore that being the case, the leichesh dilma treifahi, maybe the egla rufa is treifa, and if it's treifa, it would be possible for a korban. And the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that egla rufa has dinim of a korban. That being the case, just like it's treifa is possible for a korban, treifa is possible for an egla rufa. How do I know that it's egla rufa? So until now, I kept on giving all types of ideas. We'll cut it here, a small incision, we'll put down a coal. Here it's going to be bishleimus. How will I know? You're going to ask me, what difference does it make? Who says that there is a requirement of non-treifa by egla arufa? After all, egla arufa, you don't put on the mizbeach. There's no din of the of a korban. So he had no zrika, exactly. So my nafkimina. Amri dvi Rabbi Yanai, kaparik sibaki kodshim. It says at the end of the conclusion of the whole process, the whole procedure involving the egla rufa, that the kahanim or the mitzkenim have to go and say, kaper li amcha Yisrael, ashapadisa, etc. Since it says the word kaper is the chasim and kaparik sibaki kodshim, just like kodshim, if it's a treifa, no good. Same thing by egla rufa, no good. And here there's no way of checking. Is the charei you go basaroyf? So the Gemara remains with this makar as a solid makar that you go basaroyf. But the Gemara is not satisfied. The Gemara is going to bring a whole number of other makayros. Rav Barav Shila Omer Asim Baraduk. Learn from Baraduk. The Omer Rachman v'shochat v'saraf mashchitosa kishehi shleima afsarifosa kishehi shleima. Meaning that after the shechita is over and this rika that you do towards the harabayas, then you go and take the whole animal, basher husham, the way it is, lock, stock, and barrel, and you go and burn it, b'shleimus. Maybe this paradum is a treifa, and there's no way of being able to go and tell whether it is or whether it's not, because you cannot go and cut it open, because it's got to be b'shleimus, just like we said by the egla rufa. So how do I know that it's not a treifa? Why do I care whether it's a treifa or not a treifa? After all, it's not a korban that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzos kari rachmanim, because the Torah refers to it as chatzos. If you look at number ches, v'yosef ishtar, eis eifar par, v'niach, v'chus ha-mach, v'mokam tar, v'yis adas b'nei yisul mishmaris, le'mei nida chatzosi. Oh, so we see that we refer to the paradum as a chatzos, so it has the same halacha of a chatzos in terms of if it's a treifa, no good. Oh, yet another raya that I have to go, basaroy, because there's no way of being able to tell whether it's a treifa or not. Rav Achmi Yankov Omar Asim Yisora Mishtalech. Drachmona Omar, Yisora Mishtalech, of course, is the Sora La'azazel that we have in Yom Kippur. Drachmona Omar V'loka Cheshni Asirim, Shushneim Shovim. They both have to be the same, equivalent. So what are those equivalency requirements? Now, one of them, that they have to be both Shleimim and not Treifus, as we'll see in a moment. Reikim Avalechesh Dilma Chad Minayu Treifu. Maybe, in fact, one of them is a Treifa. How can you tell? After all, when you push down the Sor La'azazel, then before you push it down, it looks like a regular, normal animal. There's no indication that there's any tarfus whatsoever. you're going to say, let's go and be boydik it. Subsequently, we'll see that you cannot. You go basarayv. Who cares? Meaning that although we never call the Surah Mishtaleach, the Torah doesn't refer to it as a korban, however, since they both have to be equivalent to Shneim Shavim, that means both of them have to be roi to be brought for a korban. So all Hilchais korban applies to it, because when the Kohen takes, the Kohen Gadol takes his goyrel on Yom Kippur, I don't know which one is going to be Lashem and which one is going to be Lazazel. So they both have to be equivalent. Shalom. And it has to be right to be brought as if it was a Sar Lashem. They were going to be boydikit after the fact, after it goes down the cliff. But then we learned in the Mishnah, even before it fell down to the ground, the valley down below, after it went halfway down past the cliff, unfortunately already was splitting up to all different bones and bones. So therefore, once it hits the ground, if somebody were to go and send now a scientist to go and determine whether it was ever a treifa, you know, you have 10, 20, 100 bones there on the floor. I don't know where there might have been a tear in the infrastructure of this Sar Mishtaleach prior to its falling down, because it's all nebuch. Everything is, you know, shtiklech. No way being able to tell your treif, nishtreif. It's a chasim and nachamul that we go basar roif. And now, leaving the parsha of animals and karbonois and related to karbonois, Rameri Omer Asim Mimak over the imoy. Rachman Litzlan, what happens if Chas HaShom gives a person gives a patch to his parent and it makes a chabura, it makes at least a black and blue mark, makes at least a blood. I don't know if the blood has to ooze or inside. But the point is, Maki of Imoy, Diyom Rachmana Katle. Maki of Imoy, Mois Yumas, you give him Misa. Freit Imar of Lechish Domulav Ovavul. The mother we know for sure is the mother. But how do we know that the father is the father? After all, maybe, unfortunately, this woman may have done things which were improper. So how do you know that that's the father of this child? Elamai, what are you going to tell me? Elam Misham Diyom Rinzel Basarayv. You're going to go Basarayv. Veroy Bi Ilois Achar Abal. Even if you have a woman that unfortunately strays, but certainly, well, at least you would anticipate the roi be'ilos that she's going to engage in will be with her husband. And based on that, we're going to assume that this boy, or even this girl, that this happens to be a child of the husband and not of a stranger. And therefore, this is the bona fide father. So you see, you go, Basar roi. So tomorrow, we might nishkaraya, to whom we can go and show you, oh, v'imai chavusha meisu yisurah. The Torah says that a maki of the imoy mois yumas. Maybe under those circumstances, we know for sure that the father is the father and not somebody else. How do we know for sure? For instance, if they're both in solitary confinement in the same cell and nobody else is in that cell together with them. And so therefore, if they live together, then nobody else to live together must be the husband and wife. And that's how we know for sure it's a father. Says Yumar, that's also not a right. When it comes to arayas, you never can be absolutely certain.
There's a way.
Exactly. And you know, there's the guard and the warden there in the prison. You know, but we don't have to go into detail. Everybody understands on their own. Anyway, so we see you go basarayv is a clear cut ray. You go basarayv. If kahana omar, you don't have to talk about a parent. Just talk about asim horigus and nefesh. Anytime that somebody kills chas v'shalom somebody else, demrachmana. Katle, Chas HaShalom, a person who's killed somebody, a Ritzeach, is Mois Yumas. So he was like, how do you ever go and give a Misa? V'leichas Duma, Treifa Hava. We know the halacha is that you only chayv Misa if you killed someone who was a person that was a regular, normal individual. If that person was a Treifa, the Gemara has an expression, Gavra Katila Katal. He killed a dead person. Person is walking down the street, but it's like dead meat walking down the street, because everybody knows it's a time bomb. It's another 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever, the person's nebuch hatreif. It was always so. Every time a person goes and chas v'shalom killed someone, how can you possibly go and give misa to the roitzeach, to the murderer? I didn't know. Could be, but this victim was a treifa after all. Nobody inspected his krum shel moyach or inspected his lungs or his stomach or whatever to determine whether or not he was a treifa. And there's no requirement in Maseches Sanhedrin when we talk about chas v'shalom being done somebody lemisa that you first have to go and take the body of the victim for forensic testing to make sure that he wasn't a treifa. He go, but Sarai, a regular person, is not a treifa. How many treifas are walking in the streets? You're going to tell me the bakin and lay, we take have to be boidik every time. Any chanami, if you want to give me, so you have to do bedika. How come a novel? You're doing nivel of the mess. You're being mavazim, going and taking them apart and doing autopsies.
What, you just killed him, so what could it now be?
Why are
we talking about the dead person?
The dead person. We're not talking about going and inspecting
the criminal.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's go and inspect the victim to make sure that he wasn't a treifa. It's the chanivel. It's
the chemesim.
Exactly, the chemesim. V'chitayim mishum ibn mishum adahai. Nenavle, maybe because the Torah says, v'shavtu eidu, v'tzilu eidu, we do whatever we can to go and save a person from Mises Bezdin, so in a chanami. Maybe we talk every single time. I have to do an autopsy and check every single aver and make sure that everything is proper, that there is no tarfus, suktimura. But I have a different concern. Maybe where the stabbing of the sword took place, there was a pre-existing nekev, and that nekev lamushul. They go and find that the person stabbed the other guy in the heart, Rahman al-Islam, or in the lungs, Rahman al-Islam. Maybe had he not stabbed him with this knife or with this sword, and you had opened up and done open heart surgery, had opened up, he would have found that, in fact, he had a pre-existing hole right over there. Right there.
That's what Meir's problem with eating shchita, because he's worried.
Well, we're going to talk about that later. Okay. So therefore, Zokti Yomar, Hashem Memokim Sayiv Nekavav, and if in fact there was a Nekav, then this person was a treifa. And therefore, even if I do a full autopsy and inspection from nose to toes, it's not going to make a difference, because there's no way of determining now whether there was a pre-existing Nekav where the stabbing took place, and maybe it was a treifa. So you're going to go and say, well, what's the likelihood? Binked over there. You're right. We go Basar Roiv. Charei that you go basarai. Ravina Omar, asim edim zomim. We're going to bring a rai from edim zomim. The Amar Rachmana. What does it say by edim zomim? Vasisim loikash zomim lasis liyachiv. That we go and inflict the punishment on edim zomim, what they wanted to inflict on the original victim, the subject of the original litigation. Okay, Zukti Yomara. We're now going to talk about a situation not of edim zomim by inyani mominis, but by inyani nefashis. And the Gemara assumes for a split second that we're talking about that unfortunately the person that they were made about already passed away, meaning that he was already killed by the Beis Din. And now the question is, when we find out that the Edom Zomim were in Chicago and they weren't here in New York at the time of the Ritzicha, so then we have to go and kill the Edom Zomim. I know you're going to go and say, only if he didn't. And that's why I said for the split second. Let that split second pass, and then we'll come to the answer. Anyway, asim Edom Zomim, that what? The Yom Rachman Vasisom Likash Zom Lassus Yachiv, Valeches Dul Mahakdas Hidu Bey, maybe the person that they said Edis about them that was already killed, Treifa Hava, that he was already treif. Not that he was already. Before the Beis Din killed him, he was a treifa. Since he was a treifa, then I cannot go inflict on the Edom Zomim the same Misa, for the very simple reason that if he was a treifa, it was a Gavra Ketila Kotal. The Beis Din didn't realize. The Edom didn't realize. Whether they did realize, didn't realize. But Amaisi was a treifa, Gavra Ketila Kotal. And therefore, we cannot go and give to them the same Misa. Ela Misham Diyamar Ninzel Basaruva. And then in all likelihood, the victim was not a treifa. And therefore, they killed an innocent Gizunta Mensch. And if they killed an innocent Gizunta Mensch, then we cannot go and... That's the reason why we can give them the same Misa, because we will go based on a right that he was not a traitor. But he told me the Bat Kinun Lay.
Isn't it also that the Edom Zomim, if the victim is already killed?
That's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Thank you very much. And that was Barry's question a minute ago. But he told me the Bat Kinun Lay, that's going to be Boydik, the victim, and see now. Do that autopsy. The nivel hames that we said before, that we should be able to do the nivel. So the more remember before said, that's not going to help you if you do a full-fledged autopsy, because maybe he killed him besayif nokav. Here we're not talking about besayif, in which the person was killed by choking, whatever the situation was. Exactly. And if by choking, then there's no nekiv, there's no... So we can go and do a full autopsy, nose to toes, and to determine whether or not this person was a treif or not. Havatanya, but the Braisa says, Berebi Oimer, Loi Horgu Nehrogin, Horgu Ein Nehrogin. This is what everybody was agitating about, most recently, Bill. No, but that's not the halacha. When do we go and give Misa to the Edom Zomim, Dafka Loi Horgu? If the victim was, in other words, when we say the victim, means the subject matter of the original litigation.
The accused.
The accused. Oh, that's a good term. It's the name of a book, right?
Jacques.
Yeah, exactly. Is Leigh Hardy?
The Dreyfus affair. We'll talk about the affair, but
Zola. Okay. Zola. Emil Zola.
Emil Zola. Oh, very good. Anybody else want to add to the description of the book or the Dreyfus?
France.
Oh, good. And who was the president of France at that time? The prime minister before de Gaulle, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Continue on. Anyway, Suzuki Mora Le Horgu Nerogin, if the accused was not killed, then we killed the two Edom Zomim. Horgu, however, if it's the other way around, if we already killed the accused, then Einarogin, then they are not killed. Suzuki Mora, therefore, this Lechoira, this question about that the person that was a treifin, let's go and be boydik him, if in fact he's already dead, then we don't go and inflict upon the two Edom Zomim the same Misa, because it's only a case of Kasher. Zaman v'loy kasher asos. So we go on to the next raya. Rav Ashi Omer Asya Mishchita Atzma. We keep on bringing rayas from here and there and everywhere. Our Masechta in Chulin is talking mostly about shchita. Certainly, everything we've been talking about in our parak has been gabi hakol shochtim, and the next parak begins again kol hashoychit. Everything is shoychit. So Asya Mishchita Atzma. Every single shchita. The Omer Achman is shchit va'achoil. Go and shacht, and then do your bedikas and all the rest, and then do your malicha, and then cooking, and you can eat. Maybe there was a nekiv in the veishet, and we're going to mention, I'm going to see in perek number 3, that a hole in the veishet is the food pipe, that even the smallest, the nekiv kolshu, is a simen tarfus. So maybe when the shoychet shechted, he had no way of knowing that there was a hole there, because they had the skin and everything on top, so he went and shechted, and he did a great job, and then some Navi comes along and says, you know, there was a nekiv over there where he shechted, and therefore this animal's a treifa. That's good if you have the Navi, but if there's no Navi, nobody tells us, how am I supposed to know whether there was a hole or not? So you're going to tell me, come on, what's the likelihood that where he shechted that there was, but it's possible, 1 out of 1,000,000. You go after Rav, and that's why you dismiss those possibilities. Oh, so you have a raya, mamish from chitatzu. Omer Vashi. So now the Gemara has concluded going through all the various rayas, and you see some of these rayas were strong, and we were not able to shlug them up. We weren't able to challenge them. We had the Egla Rufa, we had the Paraduman, and we and the last one we just had now as well, the Shchita. So Zog Dimar Omer Vashi Amrit L'Shamate Kamei D'Rav Kana. I repeated this whole shtickle toyed in front of Kana. In other words, we just learned the Dav. Ravashi says, Rav Kana, I got to tell you about some of the exciting things we just learned about. The Amrit Rav Kana coming to Rav Simi. Others say that it wasn't Ravashi before Rav Kana, but Rav Kana said before Rav Simi. The Omalei, the Duma Hecha, the Efsher, Efsher, Hecha Doi Efsher, Loi Efsher. The Rias that you brought, a very, very good Rias. That's all of those cases we're talking about, the loy afsha. If there's no way of able to be boydik or figuring it out, you're right, then we have to rely basar right. But maybe those places where it's afsha, where you can be boydik, maybe you have to be boydik, even if you're telling me that there's a din of raif. In other words, I don't have a raya from here in all cases. I only have a raya in those cases where there's absolutely no way of proving otherwise. Like the case of every shchita. No way of proving that there was a hole there in the veishet or not a hole in the veishet. Can't tell, because he shechted right on that spot where there might have been a hole. Mm-hmm. In such a case, you go basar right. But if there's any way that you can possibly go and be boiting, you have to be boiting. So you're asking me, so give me an example. What are you talking about? So Rashi gives two easy examples. One easy example is, l'moshel, the case of the cotton tana, which we started off with. That we don't hold like Rameir, and we hold, yes, that if they young boy who's not bar mitzvah yet, and the young girl who's not bas mitzvah yet, if they do yibum, we're not recommending it, but lemais, if they did, we cannot stop it. But maybe he happens to be a saris, and maybe she happens to be an islandist. We're not choishim, we go basarayv, except for a man. Frey Timora, why? Don't go basarayv and say, let's wait until you become bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. Even though all these psukim say you go basaroy, maybe that's in a case of loy efsher. There's no other way of dealing with a halachic issue. There's no other way of proving that this animal was or was not a treifa if you're concerned about a hole in the beishit, because maybe that was geschachtened. The sheikh had destroyed the evidence, so to speak, because he can't go and be boydik viveshit if there was a hole right over there. So heichel lo yafsher, we have to rely on, right? But heichel the yafsher, the case of cotton katana, let's go and say, don't allow them to stay together. We got to wait until bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah.
At least.
Exactly. Moreover, says Rashi, the same thing would apply by all the yud ches treifas. We're only choshed those things which are motzui, such the case of always blowing up the lungs to make sure that there's no hole in the lung. But many of the other things, we're not poidik, we just assume you go bus and arrive. That being the case, if you hold that you require that when a ruba, the lesser kamun, you cannot rely on rive, then every single time you kshach, you'd have to go through the entire laundry list of all 18, check on the moyech, and check on the stomach, and check on the dakin, and on the intestine, from head to toe, and from nose to toes. Exactly. So you know exactly what's going on. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is yon. We go bus arrive unless there's a dover motzi where you have to go and check it out. Diloy te mahochi, and now I'll bring you a raya, and this is what Barry said about 10 minutes ago, Diloy te mahochi, le meyer de chayish le miyuto, hochenami de liochel bisra. What about Remeir, who's choshet lemiyot? Since he's choshet lemiyot, he says in the case of the cotton ktana, do not allow them to do the yibam, because never, he might be a saris. She might be an eilis. What's the likelihood? 1 in 10,000, maybe 1 in 1,000,000, maybe 1 in 10,000,000. I don't care, says Remeir, but I'm choshet lemiyot. So therefore, he should never be able to go and eat meat, according to Remeir, if it's choshet lemiyot. What's the likelihood that there's a hole in the veshet? 1 in 1,000,000. But it's possible. I'm choshet lemiyot. He doesn't eat any meat.
Exactly.
So you're going to tell me maybe. I love it. So the Gemara says, so maybe he was taka vegan. He taka didn't eat any meat. I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. You won't have to worry about cholesterol. If you're going to say, Einachanami, taka mayor never ate meat. Ah, I freak the Gemara. Pesach v'kodshim ayikla meimar. What's the story about Gabi Pesach? Pesach, you have to eat from the... Who says maybe I only have to go and bring the carbon Pesach?
Lachos, the mitzvah is the eating.
Okay, so how do I know?
From the Pesach.
Okay, so which Pesach? So let's look at the top Rashi. Pesach, the Yom HaRachman of Yachol, is a Pesach B'lai Lazeh. Ushlamim, the Yom HaRachman, it says, V'achlu oisem asher kupar behem. That it's an essential part of the mitzvah of not only bringing the carbon pesach or bringing a carbon shlam, but also to eat from them. And that being the case, my yiklamim, you're going to go and tell me Remeir never ate from the carbon pesach. I know Remeir.
He didn't because he was after.
Well, what would Remeir's grandfather, or great grandfather, and
a great grandfather?
Okay, so anybody that holds the sheet of Remeir, we're assuming that Remeir is choshish l'miyuta, he wasn't the only miyuta among all the chacham Yisrael, that there were other chacham as well.
Choshish for miyuta, people like Remeir.
I'm going crazy. Anyway, the point of all of this, as the Gemara, Mayikalamim, you're going to say that if one would have asked Remeir, had he been living at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, no, don't eat. Yeah, bring the carbon pesach, but don't eat from the carbon pesach, because you never know. Maybe when the Shaykh and Shaykh did it right over the hole in the Beis. Come on, is that likely? But I'm choshel lemiyuta. Are you going to say you can't eat from the carbon pesach? You have to eat from the carbon pesach. Ella eicha di efsher. What do we see from this? Where you're able to go and be mavar, and where you can go and figure things out, then you have to. Mm-hmm. Such as the case of the cotton ktana, says Remeir. You can't just allow willy nilly that they live together. Of course, maybe he's a sorry.
Yeah, it's
Rabbi, let me ask you for a favor. Let's just keep the comment. No, the chassid, you're doing beautifully. Just wait 3 more minutes, and okay, then we can talk for the next half an hour. Wherever you can go in Mimavar, you have to go in Mimavar, and therefore the Gabi, maybe the Yudches Treifus, you have to Mimavar every single one of them, except for the Veshit on the hole in the Veshit. That you can. But where you can. And therefore the Gabi, the case of the Kotnik Tana, don't allow them to get married. Even according to us, not just Remeir. Maybe you don't rely on Rav. Michael, what the Gemara means to say is, the first Ayechad Efsha is referring to Remeir. Remeir, who's Choshesh Lemiyuta, says Remeir, wherever you can possibly go and be Boydik, you have to be Boydik, and don't allow a cotton and tana to go Mimiyam, because you can be Boydik by waiting, not even be boydik, wait 2-3 years, he'll be bar mitzvah, she'll be bas mitzvah, no problem. By the yudches dover, the yudches treifis, since it's efshe, you have to be boydik. Everyone says, Rameh, that you can be boydik. Hechdele efshe, where you cannot be boydik, all those cases that we spoke about, either the shechita on the mokem nekev, or the gabi the paraduma, the gabi the egla rufa, or the gabi the mises hoav chas shalom, or mises ritzeach from the edim zomim, and all those cases. So therefore, just like Rameir has to make this distinction between efsha and leefsha, maybe we should also make that distinction. Hachanam mehecha the efsha, where you can be biting, maybe you are required to, and you cannot rely on rive. All we learn from those psukim is echel leyefsher leyefsher. In those cases where you cannot, then you can rely on right. So how do we know taka halacha lemaisa to the gabi the yudches treifis or the gabi kotnuktana that we go basa right? Maybe it's efsher, then we have to go mimavar. How can you rely on right? So says Rashi, ein nochenami. None of these psukim that we just brought us help us in this situation because every one of them is talking about a case of loy efsher. How do I know even the case of Efshar, you go basarayv? Says Rashi, two makayres. Number one, halacha lemoshe misinai. We have no basik. We are stuck. If you look at the Rashi, first narrow line, hechi ofina minei, elavadei halacha lemoshe misinai, that we're soymech on roif. That's one raya. Then Rashi also has at the end a second raya. What was the second raya? Even though we started off the Gemara, it says Achiram Lahatis. Maybe that's only referring to a case of Ruben the Issa Kaman and not Ruben the Lesser Kaman. The Gemara holds that Achiram Lahatis is a broad enough umbrella to cover not only the Ruben the Issa Kaman, but even the Ruben the Lesser Kaman, because bottom line, Roiv is Roiv is Roiv, doesn't make a difference. So therefore, according to Maskana, it's interesting. According to Rashi, it's Iker Chosim and Asefer, because we started off thinking, Mara, how do you know that you go Basar Roiv? Mino Adiyam Rabbanan Zil Basar Ruba. We brought 10, 12 rayas. None of these rayas are lemaisa, because all of them are talking about a case of Hecha Deloy Efsher. But Hecha the Efsher, how do I know you can go Basar Roiv? Either because Allah Lamaishri Sinai, or we start off with the very first drive, Achiram Lahatois, it's Lav Dafka Ruba the Isa Kaman, even a Ruba the Lesser Kaman, you go Basar Roiv. Have a wonderful day, Roy.